Hi there, this is KTLF Radio Podcast here with one of our partner ministries. I'm Ellie Singer. I have in studio with me Farron Dice, who is with One Child Child Sponsorship Program. Wonderful. I know you're in Monument.
Yeah.
I've known about some of your history.
Yeah.
So tell us about One Child, Farron.
Been around for over 60 years, helping, serving children around the world. We're not as big as maybe some of the child sponsorship organizations you've heard of, Compassion International. Mm-hmm. They are here in the Springs, and they are awesome. And you've heard of some other child sponsorship. But One Child is an awesome ministry, and we have a great name because it really is all about you can help one child. You can make a difference in one child's life. And you're thinking, well, what are you talking about? People are living on less than $2 a day. That's what's defined as extreme poverty around the world. And people living in all these different countries. And we work in some of the hardest places in the world. And we try to help these families that are living on less than $2 a day, help them, not just help the child. We want to feed the child, help the child with an education. But we want to help the whole family as a part of that process, because we want to help eliminate this generational poverty thing. I have a friend. His name is Happy. He is from Lindi, Kenya. He works with One Child in Kenya, and he says it this way. I'm going to let you hear what he says. He says that generational poverty is almost worse than cancer.
Being in that place of poverty, it is a disease worse than cancer from where I sit. Because when you're there as a mother, a father, and you have this child or children that you're not able to cater for, and you're thinking, or probably Happy standing outside, is looking at this family. Yeah, it's a disease that can be passed on to the second, third, fourth generation. So you can find a family that is totally lost into poverty, generation one, generation two, generation three and four.
Wow. Worse than cancer. I know that's a big statement. His name is Happy Wanji. He works at One Child in Kenya. One Child is a ministry that's serving in 15 different countries around the world. And we're so thrilled to be in Monument. We've been here for like 40 years. So we're thankful for people that have found out about us. And thank you for giving me the opportunity here to talk more about One Child for people that have never heard of us.
Now, as far as the 15 countries, for our listeners that may have a heart for a particular country,
Yeah. You
mind naming them, or at least some of them?
Well, and first you can find them on our website. And Okay. Actually, they're going to be on the KTLF website too, ktlf.radio. But our website is One Child, you write out the word, O-N-E, onechild.org. And you'll see that we work in about four countries in Africa. We work in four countries in Latin America. We kind of have these clusters in Asia and in the Middle East. So we are actually, man, things going on in the Middle East right now, right? There's so many things going on. We are working in Jordan and Lebanon and other countries in the Middle East, serving children. It's an amazing idea that was long before my time, that you would work with a local church. So if you went to these countries, for example, you're not going to see a big One Child banner. Mm-hmm. We're not all about celebrating ourselves. That doesn't matter. But that local church, see, we're helping them. They're already serving kids. We come in and say, we will help you by finding a sponsor for these kids so they can come to your Hope Center and be ministered to. And then we're going to work with you on developing these children over a period of time. So it's amazing work. Sponsoring one child, you'll be a part of a child's life over a long period of time. As a matter of fact, we want you to know it's not just about $39 a month. It's about connecting you with the child. We hope that you and your family will almost embrace this as like a part of your extended family. Mm-hmm. I have a little, you can write letters back and forth with your child. I met little Tiana, and she had just written to her sponsor. And I had Tiana, I said, can you read for me what the letter says? And she did. She spoke, you know, some English. So this is Tiana. And an example, if you had a letter from a child, you might get something like this.
Dear Alice, thank you for the Valentine card. Yes, we celebrate Valentine's Day here in my country too. Thank you for loving me. I love you, and I love your letters.
So again, we're talking about how you could have a relationship with a child that you may never meet here on this earth, but you can write letters back and forth with the child. But you're sponsoring that child to be a part of this amazing ministry where they are able to go to a Hope Center at a church, and they're going to receive food, educational assistance, medical checkups. Sometimes for the very first time, they're getting a medical checkup. One more thing about writing to a child. Rose is 16 years old, and I met her, and she told me about what it was like to have those letters from her sponsor and writing back and forth. She'd done this for years. I thought what she said was amazing.
Even after I graduate from the program, I will keep these letters safe because they hold memories of hope, love, and truth. Memories that I will forever treasure.
So again, we are all about getting kids sponsored. That's what I do, Ellie. We're all about making a difference in the lives of children that are living in extreme poverty. One Child is an amazing ministry right here in Monument, Colorado. And we'd love for you to find out more about us. We're at onechild.org. Onechild.org, just a ministry that is ministering to children, 50,000 kids around the world right now.
What is the 50,000 that, are they all sponsored? Are those 50,000 children, you're waiting for sponsors for some of them too?
We always have unsponsored kids, and not to get into a bunch of terms, but we call those, they're still registered, they're still a part of the program, but at any given time, this is something I didn't know until I started working, there's always going to be a few thousand, a couple of thousand, but you know, 47,000 are sponsored right now. There's probably three that are in the program or finding sponsors, and maybe you're listening right now and you're thinking, I could sponsor one of those kids for $39 a month. Let me just tell you this. It would change their life, and it will change your life too as you think about the poor more than you did before when you have a sponsored child.
What is the difference between a sponsored child and one that's in the program?
Nothing. When they're sponsored, they're a part of the program. As a matter of fact, when they're registered, there's nothing different about that. Okay. We go ahead and assume the cost because we know we're going to have people out trying to find sponsors. So at any given time, though, the sponsors drop off, and that's okay. If something happens in your life and you contact us and say, hey, I'm going to have to stop sponsoring, okay, we have a fund for that, right? We're going to keep those kids in the program because we know that if we can minister to a child from about age 5 to age 16 or 17, it's going to change everything.
And that's the age out. Age?
Yeah, it's kind of school age. Yep, when they graduate from high school is when they're also graduating. This just a couple of weeks ago in Haiti, 57 kids graduated from the program. We always have a big graduation ceremony, and the kids tell their stories. And I'm telling you, the kids that I've met time and time again tell me that the letters that they received along the way, just like Rose told us a minute ago, the letters they received along the way encouraged them. My friend Sandeep says all the time, I would have made it without my sponsor's letters because I had rough days. But when I'd get a letter, it said, hey, I've never met you, but I live here in the U.S. and I'm praying for you and I believe in you. It made all the difference for Sandeep.
How often typically do people write?
It's every month or two. There is the time for the letters to get through the system and back. So it's not a daily thing. It's not a weekly thing. And by the way, it shouldn't be a burden for you. I don't want you to take this on and think, oh, that's going to be just one more thing for me to do in my busy life. But if you could write a letter to it, we tell sponsors, that's really, if you could write a letter to a child every couple of months, just a couple of paragraphs, it'll make all the difference in the world.
Now, and two, for people with children, to allow them to be part of that or have them do the letter letter writing, whether it's not every time, but, you know, just to mix that up as far as with your family, right?
Love that. Another friend of mine, David, is from Kenya, and he his sponsor was the same age as him. And so I'm sure the parents, you know, had worked it all out. But so as he was 12, he knew that this kid in the U.S. was 12 years old, and they'd write back and forth. And one time he wrote to his sponsor in the U.S., who was, you know, 14 or 15 at the time. He's like, hey, where do you get the money to sponsor me? and the boy on the U.S. side of things said, well, I do chores and I get an allowance. David said, what is this allowance? You couldn't believe it, you know, that you would do chores and actually get paid. But again, that connection he had, he said, got him through a lot of tough days.
Oh, that's beautiful. And when you talk about that, what do you do that you could sponsor me? When you talked about earlier that people like, you know, $2 a day income.
Right.
Shopping at the dollar store for them, or we call it the dollar and a quarter store now, would be kind of like luxury shopping. That'd almost be Saks Fifth kind of shopping for them when you're talking about, you know, making absolutely. $2 a day.
Yeah, I've told you about Sandeep, my friend. He's about to bring his parents over from India to spend some time with him. But he knows it will overwhelm them. What we have here between Costco and Walmart department stores will overwhelm them.
Oh, yeah.
So he's absolutely convinced that, you know, it's just he's going to have to talk it through the excess. We are so blessed. You and I, even on our worst day, right, there is something in the cupboard. Mm-hmm. But when they say, I have nothing to eat, they really mean it on a lot of days. And so could you help one child in extreme poverty? That's what I do. My job is to find sponsors for kids around the world and to get on radio stations, and I work with a few artists. And so we're so excited for this opportunity. Let me give you one more story about a lady, and because I want you to really understand this idea that we're really working with a local church. Mm-hmm. We're not bringing one child banners in. We're not trying to celebrate our ministry internationally, but we work with a local church that has a vision to help these kids. They're probably a small church. The whole neighborhood is full of poverty. And then, but yet they want to serve the kids, right? They want to do what they can. Then we come alongside them, not for publicity, but because we have U.S. funds. So we can come alongside them. And I loved when I met this lady in Nicaragua. Her name was, she's the director of the Hope Center at this church in Nicaragua. Her name is Francibel. Francibel talked about this vision she had for serving the kids.
Tuve un sueño donde el Señor me tomaba en su mano en los tiempos de los años 80 cuando había guerra aquí en el país.
When I was a little girl, I remember I had a dream, and on this dream, God was holding my hand. This was back in the 80s when we had the war in Nicaragua. You know, back in that time, of course, we were under a lot of fear. Because of the war, and as a child, I felt that. And in that dream, I remember that God was holding my hand as a mighty giant. So when we thought about the Hope Center, we said we want the children to feel that protection. And that's why the name of the mighty giant.
Can you believe it, Ellie? The name of the Hope Center is the Mighty Giants. Going back to her dream, she has this dream that children in poverty are not going to sit around thinking I'm a nothing. Instead, they're going to see themselves as mighty giants.
Wow.
So I love, and again, that they were, you heard her say, they were serving kids even before one child came along. They just had that vision. We came along and helped. You can help one child right now. The website you could go to is onechild.org.
And where was this at with the Mighty Giants?
Nicaragua.
Nicaragua. Wow. Okay, you talked about, too, like, Sandeep. What's his name?
Yep. Sandeep.
Okay. Sorry about that. Nope. But he's bringing his parents in.
Yep.
And how they'd be overwhelmed by the Costcos and the Walmarts. Here's something I've thought about. I probably cannot wrap their minds around we have specialty stores catering to our pets. You know, just for animals and things. Absolutely. That has to be kind of the top of the list of things that they're going, are you serious? Really? Am I opposed to them? No, I love animals. But just the perspective that you almost think, okay, I've got to prepare them for this.
I have a friend named Eric who works in radio. He's in Illinois. Went on a trip with me. He went to, I believe he was in Dominican Republic, and we were looking at some of the worst neighborhoods in the Dominican Republic. And he leaned over and whispered, and he goes, hey, we raise chickens, I'll just be honest with you, and the chickens are living in better conditions. My chickens are living in better conditions than what we're seeing here in these neighborhoods.
And we can't wrap our minds around that. And the converse, you know, like we're talking about the Costco's and pet stores. Yep. It's like, whoa.
We're just blessed.
It's like the reverse for us to imagine their living conditions and what their reality is.
We are so blessed. We can do something. Your $39 a month can do something for someone in extreme poverty.
Now, when you say that's the biggest part of you is to bring one child to people's awareness, bring it to public awareness, to get child sponsors, What are the different ways that you do that?
Work with radio stations like KTLF, right. and I was on the air a couple of months ago in Minneapolis on a radio station, getting sponsors, talking about how you can sponsor a child. Also working with a few speakers. We've got a few evangelists. Are those still around? The answer is yes. That are literally evangelists might come to your church and speak and preach the gospel with fire, right? And then also talk about getting kids sponsored, because you know what? It's part of what we do as believers, right? We're not just here on this earth for ourselves, mm-hmm. right? It's also for others. Mm-hmm. So it fits right into the idea. Sometimes I'm in churches, and the idea that, hey, as a believer in Christ, you're growing up in the Lord now. What maybe is God calling you to do for others? It's mm-hmm. to grow in Him, but what could you do for others? And how can that be a part of your vibrant Christian life?
And I think, too, that's so important to always involve the children in that, because that's where they learn that
Absolutely.
Kind of compassion and that focus that, you know, like maybe a child that you said, I want you to write this child we're sponsoring, and we'll pay for it. Where the child themselves would come up and say, you know what? I'm ready to take that on myself. And I think it's a great way when you want to teach your child to be a giver. You want to
yes.
teach them the principles of giving, and giving with purpose, not just dropping coins in a bucket or something, yep. which I'm not obviously talking badly about that at all. I'm just saying a different kind of giving. So you go to radio stations. You have people, you have representative artists like Stephen McWhirter that is a KTLF artist.
You play his song here.
And with an amazing story, he has that. And so he's a representative artist. What other artists?
Selah, the music group Selah. For years, KTLF's played a lot of Selah songs.
Yeah.
Jackie.
You have Jackie Velasquez?
She, at one time, this was before my time,
has
worked with One Child. I don't think she's really doing a lot of new music right now.
Okay.
A couple other people that you may or may not have heard of, smaller artists. One's a bilingual artist. But yeah, four or five Christian music artists doing concerts talking about One Child. We have people that are going into churches as pastors and evangelists that are also talking about One Child.
All right. Now, somebody that thinks, okay, I sponsor a child with One Child, or I want to sponsor a child with One Child, but I'd like to take it a little bit further. But, you know, you have people going into different churches.
We'd love to come to your church.
Okay.
Thank you for giving me that opportunity to say that. We would love to come to your church and have a little bit of a One Child service in the middle of it, even if it meant only taking 10 minutes of the service mm-hmm. and putting up a little table in the back, and we could bring, you know, 10 or 20 or 50 kids that need sponsors right now. I'd love to do that. All of this information on our website, onechild.org.
Yeah. This was something you said a little while ago in the interview, and I thought back to that doctor that, you know, when you talked about how you don't do banners, glitz, and glamour yeah. stuff, and yeah. how we, it's not about that so much, like, you know, grandstanding, but how a simple sign pulling into your parking lot brought him to tears. Share that story?
I had texted you this because you're a good friend. And Dr. Jesus lives in Dominican Republic. I think the area is called Moca. And it really is his name, Jesus, Dr. Jesus. He is a young man with a bright future. And I know he had some contacts in the Colorado area, is why he told me he was coming to Colorado and he'd love to see One Child. So I picked him up and I brought him over and pulled into our office. We just have a small office. It's really in Glen Eagle, but it's in the, you know, that's right around Monument there. And as we pulled into the parking lot, this is 1 month ago, I'll never forget it. We were jabbering. I was jabbering like I'm doing right now.
Say it isn't so.
And he began to break into tears, sobbing because he saw the One Child sign. And I said, what are you thinking right now? And he said, how much this parking lot, this building that I'm pulling into, has impacted my community and my country. I'm so thankful for the ministry of One Child. He had so many friends that he grew up with that were also sponsored kids. And so he saw it very much firsthand. So we're doing that in 15 different countries around the world, helping children one child at a time. But we can only do it if we can find a sponsor here in the U.S.
And Dr. Jesus was a sponsored child.
He is. He never was a sponsored child himself. His parents did have enough money.
His friends.
Okay. All of his friends that he went to church with. His church hosted a Hope Center. And so now he's a volunteer translator and helps with the children in a lot of different ways. So he's seen it as a child because of his friends.
Wow.
That otherwise would have never been able to be involved. And so.
And that made such an impact on him, not being a child sponsored with one child, but the effect it had on his friends' lives.
And by the way, when I say Dr. Jesus, he is a fully licensed physician.
Right.
With lots of, the future is great. I even talked to him about, I wonder if you can be involved even more with your medical part involved in the Hope Centers, right? And so he's absolutely passionate about one child.
Well, and that's what I thought, too, just as a doctor, as passionate as he is about it, he's going to do what he can. Just an amazing story, because it's kind of nondescript. It's not a big fancy sign, but just to see that has made such an impact in the lives of others reduced him to sobbing tears. That speaks volumes right there.
When you think about one child, and I hope you will, I hope you'll check us out online. I just want you to walk away. This is the best thing I could say, Ellie. We have a plan. Okay, so we're a ministry that's been around for over 60 years, and we have a plan to turn the tide of extreme poverty, and it's by serving children. We all know children, most people accept Christ before they're 18 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So what if we can grab them in the middle of the hardest situations, tell them about Jesus, feed them, change their lives? What if you, ma'am, sir, listening right now, could help just one? We have a plan to do that.
Thank you, Farron, for taking some time here. OneChild.org. Learn what they're about. Get involved. Go ahead. I dare you to look at the pictures and see if God doesn't just plant one of those children in your heart of hearts that you could sponsor and you can change the very direction of their life. OneChild.org. Thank you for listening to another podcast with KTLF Radio. God bless you extravagantly.